Joined now by former head coach Tom Ludwig. Coach, what's it been like to be back and see some of your former players here this weekend?
Well, it's 20 years since any of these players have been back. And then when you put 18 years in front of that with the 18-year history, that's 38 years. So, you know, just remembering everybody's names and all the stories. You know, some of them are truthful and some of them aren't.
Obviously, I know you had a ton of success when you were the head coach here. What are some of the great memories that you have of your time here leading Ferris State basketball?
I think Dr. Eberglaben, who was the president, Dean Davenport and Joyce Davenport, the Burchams, Gary Waters, assistant coach, who we were together for 14 years. I think the support system that we had, it was a very easy place to recruit to. I think every athlete that we had here play for Ferris during those 18 years saw Dean Hansen, the dean of the School of Business. I'd always take a player up there. The support system that we had at the University of recruiting was very strong, and then the professors at the university were, you know, this is a great school to recruit to.
Obviously, along with that, a number of championships, and I know those players coming back this weekend, a chance to really celebrate some of those great accomplishments they had on the floor.
Yeah, I think the championships are a result of being together for a number of years and having confidence in each other and trusting each other, and that's what coming back through from the players, just saying, you know, coach, so great to hear from you. We're coming back. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So, you know, those kind of championships are built by a team, not just an individual. So I'm just one of the guys that, you know, signed the check, and the other assistant coaches and other people at the university help keep the things together.
I know last night you talked a lot about family and making it a family atmosphere when you were here, along with that community support. Talk about that when you were involved with Ferris State basketball.
Well, my house was always open at night for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I used to have a lot of visitors between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock at night. They'd stop by, they'd be hungry, and where they didn't have a lot of money themselves or something, or they just wanted to say hello, they'd come over to the house and we'd have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then we'd have a gathering after every basketball game. We'd have a gathering with townspeople, university people, and then the parents of the players. So, I mean, we have to take care of your kids. We have to make sure they get an education and have an employable skill when they get out. And the basketball we can take care of. But we need the support from the parents to help us, you know, keep the kids on track.
I know you had a chance yesterday to talk to the current team, Andy's current team here at Ferris State. What was your message to those guys?
They're awesome. I almost was embarrassed when I started talking about, you know, doing some of the things that they already do. I mean, they've won championships. They're a special team, whether they're 14-1 or 13-1. I mean, I've had a chance to watch them play three times and practice about a dozen. I talked to Andy on the phone a lot. I mean, they've already been there. You just have to, at this part of the season, I think you just need to get tough and keep getting a little bit better. You can't be content with the success that you have now. You have to hone up on, because eventually you're going to have to stop somebody on defense and rebound. And if you can do those two things, you can win championships.
Coach, great to have you back, and certainly looking forward to this afternoon's events.
Well, I enjoyed last night with you, Rob, and getting to know you and being back on campus. It's fun for me, fun for my wife, Sue, and I'm looking forward to a great game today.
Here with David Tuck, Bulldog basketball alum. What's it like to be back here at Ferris State?
It's a great feeling. Like I said, I haven't been back here actually since 1990. The campus is totally different, awesome. It's a great opportunity to see the players and spoke with them yesterday. So it's a surreal feeling. This has felt like home. I was here 4 years, and this is a part of the area of your life where it develops who you are. So it's great to be back.
I know you were the GLIAC Player of the Year back in 1990, obviously winning four conference titles in a row. What are some of the highlights from your Bulldog basketball career?
You know what, you always think about the accolades, but once you get out of the atmosphere, the fun things that you kind of remember were your teammates, the things you went through, really a lot of the failures, because a lot of the failures are what made you focus more on things that you need to improve on. But winning was good. I think my four-year conference record here was 57-7. So there was a lot of winning. So when you're winning, that makes things a lot easier. But the thing I remember the most is the teammates that came out through the years and the thing and the grind, the things you had to do to become better and be successful like we were. So,
what's it been like to reminisce with some of those guys here last night and then hopefully on later today?
It's been awesome. Last night was absolutely wonderful. Like I said, it brings back old memories of things you did. You were actually kids growing up together. But it was great seeing. I think I spent a lot of time with Greg Hibbins. We were teammates. Kurt Stevens, he was a senior right when I came in. But just going back down memory lane, it's a great feeling. I'm overwhelmed with joy. Like I said, I have one of my daughters here. It's a good opportunity for her to see me, see my campus, see the dorms I lived in, and meet the people that were part of me growing to help me become who I am today. So,
obviously, your daughters had tremendous success in basketball. What were some of the lessons you learned here that you tried to pass along to them?
Well, I think not just basketball, but just life lessons. You learn nothing is given to you. You have to work hard. Even sometimes when you do work hard, you still don't get the things you want. But you got to be persistent, willing to put in the time to do what you need to do to be successful. So I just took what I did as a young adult, an adult, and transferred it into them, and they just took it to a whole other level.
What's it been like to come back and see Coach Tom Ludwig as well? And obviously, he had a big influence on your career.
Yes. Like I said, it was like a father figure, him and Coach Waters. So it's great to see them. I literally hadn't seen them both since I left college. When you say out of sight, out of mind, that wasn't the case for me. You always thought about them. You always remember the things that they instilled in you. And they're part of two men that kind of molded my character and who I became today. So it's awesome to see both of them.
David, thanks for the time. We're glad to have you back on campus and have fun today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to the entertainment that we, and hopefully we get a win. That's the main thing.
Hopefully we get a win. Thanks.